person for item number 9? Is that person in here right now?
Yes, Chair, Supervisors, I did not see Ms. Nelson sitting off to the side at the time. She hasn't done any answer to the question Ms. Jersey, Supervisor Jersey asked about.
Item number 9 from the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Lamar Outdoor Advertising for use of county-owned land for an outdoor advertising sign at General Mitchell International Airport in the amount of $9,000 per year for a period of 5 years, commencing on December 1st, 2014, and ending on November 30th, 2019.
Do you still have a question that Ms. Jersey asked? Okay, so Ms. Jersey asked a question.
Well, I was concerned about this advertising. You got back one response, and I think it's because the sign is there and that belongs to Lamar, if I'm correct. I do know that this advertising generates a lot of revenue for the advertiser, and it just seems to, by asking for a lease amount, it seems to set it up for the existing sign owner. And my question was, did you think about perhaps restructuring this to advertisers for a percentage of the advertising? I mean, Lamar might even be willing to come forward and restructure this if it in a way required them to take down that sign, because they would no longer have automatic rights with extending leases. So I would just like to know if you explored any of that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, with your permission, I'd like to have the staff member, Ms. Kavanaugh,
speak
to Supervisor
Jefferson's
question. Supervisor, we looked at that in the past about maybe doing some kind of percentage on it and all of that. And basically, given the location where the sign is, the sign was originally in an area that was leased by Midwest Airlines. And they kind of had a long-term agreement with the billboard company to have their ad up there. Since Midwest has been gone, the company has been having some difficulty even, you know, with getting other takers on that, especially after 2008 with the economic crisis that came about. Advertising revenues were just not there. That's the first thing businesses cut out of their budget is advertising, because they figure they can do without it because they're interested in operating costs more than operating revenue. So they've gone through some pretty lean times, and I guess, you know, we've kind of been aware of that kind of thing, but we've talked to them about that a little bit. If they were to take the sign down, there probably would not be any other takers. The reason why it's there is we kind of accommodated them because of the situation they had with Midwest Airlines. So, you know, we haven't asked for percentaging. They did offer us additional more money than they did in the past, and we have had no other interested parties in it at all. So, you know, we haven't done that just because of the circumstances for which we kind of inherited the sign to begin with. So,
yeah. I mean, Mr. Chairman, they can perhaps give us this sob story that it's lean times, but maybe it's not worth us having a $9,000 lease to have another ugly sign up along the airport. I mean, if that's the kind of response we're getting, I would invite us to maybe be a little more aggressive about either we get more in terms of what this represents, or we beautify the airport and take these signs down. So that's the balance for me.
Do we have a motion for this item?
No, Mr. Chair.
What's the pleasure of the committee? Senator Washington.
I thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move approval of item 9.
We do have a motion for approval. Any comments or questions from the committee? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jersey?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend item number 9 for adoption prevails.